This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. Thanks for joining. I just want to share with you a very small point on the Gemara Nedarim Daf Mem Aleph. And this Gemara will give us insight, Be'ezus Hashem, into this week's Parsha. Gemara says in Nedarim, Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the top, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Ein HaChoyla Oymeid Mecholyai, a Choyla does not recover, Ad Shemoichlin Lai Akhava Noisim, until Hashem forgives all of his sins. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, HaSoyleach L'chol Avoynechi, he forgives all of your sins. Haroyfe L'chol Tachluloichi, he heals all your illness. Rav Hamnuna Amar, Rav Hamnuna says, Choyzer Limei Alumav, he returns to the days of his youth. Shenemar Rutafish Besaroi, when his flesh becomes moist and inflamed, Minoyar, from illness, Yashuv Limei Alumav, he returns to his youth. So the Gemara says that when a person recovers from illness, Hashem restores him to his youth. So there's an amazing Ben Ishchai, the Ben Yoyada. But first I want to share with you an observation on this week's Parsha. We mentioned it this morning, but in the Chumash, Hashem's name appears 1,820 times. If I were to ask you, which Parsha has Hashem's name more than any other Parsha, probably people would guess, I don't know, Bereishis or Nasai, it's the biggest Parsha. Actually, this week's Parsha, Hashem's name appears more times than any other Parsha in the Chumash. 93 times. This week's Parsha, by the way, has 111 psukim. 111 psukim. 1, 1, 1. 1, which is the ultimate unity. The words Ein Oid Milvadoi are Rashi Tevois Aleph Ayin Mem. Have a numerical value. 1, 1, 1. Ein Oid Milvadoi. Aleph Ayin Mem. Aleph is 1, Ayin is 70, Mem is 40, they add up to 111. Ein Oid Milvadoi, there's nothing but Hashem, that's the ultimate 111. The word Aleph equals 111. Aleph Lamed Pei, 111. That's the ultimate unity. So it's interesting that the Parsha that has 111 Psukim, which is the ultimate unity, has Hashem's name more than any other Parsha. Because since if it has 111 psukim, it's trying to convey God's unity. So Hashem's name appears more than any other time. How many times? 93. Now, what is the significance of 93 times? What is the significance of 93 times? What's amazing, I was thinking, what's the significance of 93 times? In the Kinnis, in Kina, Zachar ma asat sar befinim, when it talks about Titus going into the Beis Hamikdash, it says namek oirenu kehishkim meshares. Our flesh melted when the kohen woke up. V'loy matzu shalosh v'tishim klei shares, and he didn't find the 93 klei shares. Remember that we said in the Kinnis that our flesh melted when the Kohen Gadol woke up and he could not find the 93 Kelim. The Mishnah says in Tamid, I believe Parag Dalad Mishnah Gimel, that there are 93 Kelim in the Mikdash. And when on that fateful morning the Kohen Gadol woke up and for the first time in history he could not find the 93 Klei Shares. We took that as a bad omen, that something bad was looming. And sure enough, that was the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Isn't it interesting, I'm thinking, if Hashem's name appears 93 times in Parshas Ekev, does it have anything to do with the number 93 of the 93 Klei Shares? Late last night I saw that the Roikeach says 93 times Hashem's name appears in Ekev, keneged the 93 Klei Shares that were in the Beis HaMikdash, like it says in Tamid. Therefore, in the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Dalet, that talks about the Klei Shares, the letters Tzadi and Gimel are missing to indicate that when it comes to Klei Sharis, they're 93. Also in the Pasuk Na'aseh V'Nishma, there's no Tzadik and Gimel. Also in V'Shamanu V'Asinu, there's no Tzadik and Gimel. The number 93 represents the Klei Sharis. That's the Roikeach in this week's Parsha. So I'm thinking, in the aftermath of Tisha B'Av, Hashem gives us a nechama of Parshas Ekev, because so to speak, the 93 times that Hashem's name appears in Parshas Ekev is a way to be mamale and to recoup and to reinvigorate and to be mamale the missing 93 kalim. Okay, that's what we said this morning. It's very interesting that the 93 names of Hashem in Ekev correspond to the 93 kalim in the Mikdash, and we're suggesting it's what we call Davar Yafa Be'itai. In the aftermath of the Churban, we're mamale it with Parshas Ekev. But look what it has to do with this Gemara in Nedarim. The Ben Yehoyada says, "Ein hachoyle oimed mecholyoi ad shemoichlen loyal kolavay noisav." A choyle does not recover until Hashem forgives all of his sins. Says the Ben Ishchai, "Nirali b'siata d'shmaya." By a choyle, it says, "Hashem yisadenu al eres devai." Hashem will sustain him on his sickbed. Now, how many different ways are there to spell the yud kei vav kei b'miluai? There are four different ways to spell it. There is yud kei vav kei adding up to 45, 52, 63, 72, right? Because you could spell hey, hey aleph, hey, hey, hey yud. There are four ways to spell out the four letters yud kei vav kei b'miluai. You know, there are four. One way to spell it, it will add it up to 45. One way will be 52. One way will be 63. One will be 72. Basically, if you add up all the letters of the four different ways to spell havaya b'miluai, it's 39 letters. If you add 39 to choyli, choyli is 54. 54 plus choyli equals 54, says the Ben Ishchai, plus the 39 letters of the Shem Havaya is 93. 93 is Havaya, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yod. There's two Shemos of Hashem. So you say, what do you mean? That's 91. We all know the Shem Havaya and the Shem Adonis is 91, plus the two words. That's 93. That indicates that the choyle plus the Shem Havaya, which is sometimes referred to as 39, because the 39 oisiois in the miluai is 93. Therefore, someone who's sick does not get up from their sickness to be mamshech refuah from the 39 letters of the Shem Havaya unless they get the full slicha, and that equals 93. Because why? Think about this. He's a choyli. He has all 39 letters of the Havaya. And that's 93. Mechila is gematria 93, says the Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai says, Ki kivan shenasa loy mechila shemespara 93. Then he has the full 93, which is the 39 letters of the Havaya plus choyli. Hashem yisadenu al eres devai. Then Rav Hamnuna comes and says, Choyzer limei alumav, he returns to his youth. Why? If you take choyle, not choyli. Choyli is 54. Choyle is 49. Choyle plus yeled, 49 plus 44. That's also mechila. So this is very interesting. 93 is mechila. So we could say that in the aftermath of Tisha B'Av, Hashem is giving us not only the 93 Shemos Havaya Keneged the Klei HaMikdash, but He's also giving us Mechila. Those are the 93 mentions of Hashem's name in Parshas Ekev. This gives us atonement and perhaps also refuah. 93 obviously is connected to refuah. After all, we are all considered choylim in the Golos, where nafshi choylas ahava secha. Okay, this was just something interesting from the Ben Yehoyada on Daf Mem Aleph. And I just want to share with you one more alumnus point on the daf. Okay.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.